In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The older I get, one thing that does not change for me, in fact, it becomes even more vivid to me, is how much I appreciate being able to go through life as a Christian, and then especially how much I am able to really glorify God for the fact that I'm going through life as an Orthodox Christian. Because while we know that the fundamental and essential Christian message of salvation can't be altered too much, we know that historically, sometimes in practice Christianity, especially practiced Western Christianity, sometimes the good news seems like the just kind of sort of good news. For instance, it's easy to distort salvation into everybody is awful, and Jesus had to die on the cross for our sins because we are such awful people. And that is the story, but told with words that are non-traditional, because yes, we are sinners, but Jesus died and rose so that you and I could live life fully. That's good news. So that you and I could walk in God's kingdom partially in this life, fully in the next, and so that we could rise above our fallen nature and become fully human as he intended us to be when he made us. When it comes to the good news of Orthodox Christianity, I think judgment is a good example of that. It is very easy to preach about judgment and do it in a way that is emotionally manipulative, even frightening, such that anybody who would sit through more than one of those sermons, you almost wonder, is there something wrong with you? Because we just terrify people, and not so much we Orthodox, but in some forms of Christianity, we can preach these sermons that terrify people into action. Oh my gosh, I better do something because judgment's coming. And again, that is a manipulation and a distortion. And as I want this morning to look at the gospel reading on this Judgment Sunday and kind of, if you will, prove that point and reprove that point and re-reprove that point that we who are Orthodox Christians, yes, should look with judgment and have our hearts skip a beat, and we should be able to take stock of ourselves. But if we really consider the subject of the Last Judgment, it's really good news along with the rest of the message of the church. Now, this gospel reading is one of the longer ones. I think one of the most essential gospel readings that we read all year, Matthew 25. And put quite simply, it is one of only two places in the Bible where Jesus makes a guarantee about adverse judgment versus eternal life. Because he says quite specifically, those who do not take care of the least of their brethren will be among the goats when the sheep and the goats are separated. They will be among those who do not have the kingdom in store for them. And he lays out very specifically what it is that we have to do. And you can go back, if you were not here for the gospel reading, go back and reread this, because he makes no ambiguity. He doesn't beat around the bush. He wants us to feed people and clothe them and visit them, etc. It's all right there. But this gospel reading, first and foremost, reminds us that you and I will be judged. That's a little bit scary, but again, I submit that's good news. Yes, here is a fact. Everybody sitting here today is going to die one day. It's true. Each one of us will die. We live in denial of it. I think perhaps that's somehow the way our evolutionary biology has us hardwired, but it's not true. This life is finite. And you and I, when we pass from this life to the next, we will be judged. That is just a fact. It's unavoidable. But that's not a scary message to me, because that means that even if I were to say that to a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old or a 25-year-old or a 35-year-old, even a 45-year-old, I would say, well, here's the deal. Yes, you have just a certain number of days on earth. And if you walk with God during that time period, you will experience life in its fullest. Life in real time won't really seem to go by that quickly because you'll be too busy living it, not avoiding it. And then at the very end of days, at the very end of your days, looking back on your life won't be a fleeting image of sinful regrets. It'll be something you can say, thank God for this opportunity to have spent this time on earth. And the priorities, the worldly ambitions will be put in their proper perspective. How you and I regard each day as a gift won't be so hard to do anymore, because that's exactly how it will be for you and for me. A beautiful gift. So judgment's a good thing. It means live life fully right now with God, because these are the days that we have. And yes, a 15-year-old at this point, he might live another 100 years, but that 100 years still goes by very quickly. So walk with God so that you can then spend eternity with him. Spend this life with God to spend eternity with him. So the good news of that part of judgment is this. Don't be scared. Be scared just enough if we sin, but instead rejoice in the Lord and be with him. Now there's another piece of good news about this judgment parable, and it's this. That God tells us, tells you, tells me exactly how to get to heaven. And that's to be compassionate and care for people in need. And that should get our attention, because that means that I should analyze my own life. We should analyze our lives as a parish and ask ourselves, am I taking care of people the way I should? People who are hungry, people who are naked, people who need just my love and compassion. Am I giving that to them or not? Because there's a consequence for ignoring Jesus' very specific instructions. As a parish, we support mission work. We always have. In fact, we are sending another couple of our parishioners on a short-term mission trip. We'll be talking about that a lot in the next few months as we raise money for them. And that's good. And we have tried different ways of reaching out into the community to help people. And we have the weekly food bank distribution here. That is good. But we can and always should strive to do more as a parish. We should be asking ourselves, how else can I help people in need? Because that's what God has told us to do. Jesus says it very specifically. And if anybody says, oh, I'd like to be able to help somebody in need, but I don't know anybody, as a priest, I kind of know what's going on. Talk to me. I'll certainly be able to help you out with that desire to help other people. So good news about judgment number two is, if you end up with the sheep or the goats, it's not a mystery. Jesus tells us exactly what to do. Care for the least of our brethren. And good news number three when it comes to judgment is this. You and I think I speak for all of us. If not, please talk to me. You and I each have the secret aspiration of being with God in eternity. I do. It's not a secret. I'll tell you, I want to be with God in eternity. And I think all of us want that. So if we are going to be with him together in eternity, then shouldn't we start rehearsing that lifestyle right now? I mean, if all of us are going to be, eternity is a long time. In fact, it's so long it can't be measured because it's eternity. If all of us here today are going to be together for eternity, then shouldn't we start acting like it now? And shouldn't we start loving one another now that way? and acting that way and being tolerant, not acting like goats, but being obedient sheep to the loving shepherd that Jesus is? Of course, the answer is yes. Why not rehearse eternity right now? And that's really good news, because living that way removes all the pettiness from our lives, the pettiness in our families, the pettiness in our churches. Why be petty? Why be petty? I'd rather say, let's rehearse together this glorious eternal life that God has prepared for us. And so I would just conclude this morning by saying that as an Orthodox Christian, I'm very grateful and proud in a healthy way that our preaching, our teaching, our faith is an antidote to what is sometimes a cruel and shame-based, distorted theology of Christianity, and certainly a theology of judgment. The Last Judgment is only scary when it doesn't inform my life and your life, when it doesn't inform our lives. Then it's terrifying, because what we're doing is we're living in denial of the state of our life in its present tense. But when the Last Judgment informs our lives, then we live more richly. Richly in the human sense, obviously. The personal sense. When we embrace the judgment, our priorities become God's priorities. And when we own up to the fact that we will be judged one day, then we start to treat our fellow human being as future co-inhabitants in God's kingdom. Judgment Sunday is presented to get our attention, to be sure, but it's not presented to manipulate us or to shame us. Every year on this Sunday, the church presents these words of Jesus to encourage us. And if we listen to them, if we heed them, if we live by them, then both in this life and in the life to come, we can always say that we have had good judgment.